Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey friends, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Right now, we're in a season leading up to Christmas that's called Advent, a season of intentionally slowing down and preparing our hearts to celebrate the first coming of Jesus, but to also posture ourselves for his second coming. And so today we want to continue through an Advent journal that we released here at Sugar Hill Church. If you don't have a hard copy, you can download a free digital copy of it at christmasinsugarhill.com, christmasinsugarhill.com. But all of us have heard those jokes and we've told those jokes, those knock-knock jokes where you go, knock-knock, who's there? And I love cheesy jokes. In fact, my friends know that I love what most people call dad humor, sort of that dry sense of humor. But as I was thinking about today's verse, I really thought about that idea of knocking. Listen to what Revelation 3 verse 20 says. Jesus says, "Listen, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and have dinner with him and he with me." Now, honestly, I think when most people hear this verse, they initially think about that conversation of salvation. They sort of picture that Jesus is knocking on the heart's door of every person and inviting them to a relationship. And certainly, I think there's an application there. But when you zoom out and you read Revelation chapter 3, Jesus is actually talking to a church. And when Jesus is talking to this church, he's standing on the outside and he's asking for somebody to let him in. And so for the believers, I wonder if there are times that we inadvertently move away from Jesus and he's actually standing outside of what we're up to. Listen to Luke chapter 15, verse 4. He says, "What man among you who has 100 sheep and loses one of them does not leave the 99 in the open field and go after the lost one until he finds it?" Let me read you one more passage. Luke 19, verses 5 through 10 says this, "And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and he said, 'Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, because today I must stay at your house.' So he quickly came down and welcomed him joyfully. All who saw it began to complain, 'He's gone to lodge with a sinful man.' But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, 'Look, I'll give half of my possessions to the poor, Lord, and if I've extorted anything from anyone, I'll pay back four times as much. Today, salvation has come to this house.' And Jesus told him, because he too is a son of Abraham, 'For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost.'" I think it's so powerful. In some of these passages, Jesus is talking about lost people that he wants to hang out with. And in some of them, he's talking about churches that he wants back on the inside. But regardless of which perspective, there's this common pattern of Jesus knocking, the sense of Jesus going, the sense of Jesus looking for lost sheep, looking for those that he's come to seek and to save. And so I just want to encourage you today, as we think about preparing our hearts for experiencing Christmas in a very tangible way, is Jesus knocking? Is Jesus knocking on the door of your heart? Is Jesus knocking on the door of your life? If Jesus is looking for you, have you responded to him? Have you responded to him? The Old Testament book of Ezekiel says this in verses 11 and 12. He says, "For this is what the Lord God says, 'See, I myself will search for my flock and look for them. As a shepherd looks for his sheep on the day he is among his scattered flock, so I will look for my flock. I will rescue them from all the places where they have been scattered on a cloudy and dark day." So throughout Scripture, Jesus is looking, he's standing, he's knocking, he's entering, he's going after, he's looking for. God so much loves you that he actually left heaven and he came to this earth on a rescue mission. And so today I just want to encourage you, if you sense Jesus knocking, don't shut him out, don't ignore him, open an invitation and let him in. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon for another edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.